And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave alongside Joseph J. Trishon assignment. Eric B. Hunt. Eric's waving to us.
That's waving to Periscope.
Yeah, he's waving to Periscope. Yeah, that's Eric. And Kathleen will say on assignment. Oh, she's on the phone. Hello, Kathleen.
Holla.
Holla.
We don't need to
find the cord. I could tap her in.
Holla?
Holla.
What'd you say? Holla?
Holla. Well, that's all right.
Holla? Holla, yeah. Bread?
By the way, this song is called The Lady is a Tramp.
Oh, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wrote that one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's also a good movie. It's a good Disney movie, Lady and the Tramp.
But she wasn't originally, you know.
No?
She was really a fine woman.
Yeah. Well, this is
but
also...
But then I don't know what happened.
Well, this is also from the soundtrack.
So that was...
Am I supposed to call somebody?
Yes, please call our guest. This is from the soundtrack of Cafe Society.
Oh, I should see that, huh?
Yeah, I think you should. I gave it 4 stars.
Big stars.
Yes, big stars. Big stars in the movie: Jesse Eisenberg, Kristen Stewart, Steve Carell, and the beautiful Blake Lively.
Steve Carell is...
I'd like to see...
Boy, he's really developed a great actor.
Yeah, it's just Blake Lively is very developed as well.
Oh, wow.
Taut white shirt. Right.
Which lady is... you know what, by the way?
Huh?
Which lady?
We should probably say that off the air. Which lady? What do you mean? In the movie?
Said some lady's a tramp. Or
no. Yeah, let's go ahead and skip that question and to go straight into our guest, Lauren Arkin. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, my pleasure.
First of all, happy Saturday. And tell us a little bit about what you do. What qualifies you to tell us a little bit about Hollywood?
I own L.A. Boudoir Miami Vintage Boutique, which is an online vintage store that I opened a little over 6 years ago. And I also do freelance style work. And my background is in fashion design and costume design.
Nice. Excellent. Excellent. So before we go any further, what is the how can we find your website? What's the URL?
It's kind of hard to spell boudoir. So it's LABOUDOIRMiami.com.
And I think that go ahead.
You can also find us on Instagram with the same handle, Twitter and Facebook.
Okay, excellent. And I think that also if we search Google for Lauren Arkin, I think that you also come up on there, the website.
Yes, I do.
Yes. And tell us a little bit about what is old Hollywood to you? How would you define old Hollywood in terms of the style?
Old Hollywood to me goes back to probably the start of the late 20s, going all the way up to the 40s. It was very glamorous. It was a lot of glitz and all different mixtures of textures with furs and rhinestones and silk and, you know, gowns and dresses on the cut on the bias with lace. And that's kind of what I think of when you say old Hollywood.
Right. Yeah. And these are all the things that we see in Cafe Society. And, you know, it's kind of a high society life, the vibrant world and stuff like that we get to see in the film. And, you know, so would you say that these styles are back now, or is it still just kind of a niche?
Definitely. No, I think there's a resurgence of this whole period coming back. Even if it's not so much in, like, you know, dressing full head to toe in the style, you could still have also accessories with brooches and pins and purses and things to mix into your modern day everyday clothing.
Excellent. So what would you say if someone was, you know, just wanting to start out on getting this style, what would be the essential thing? What should be the first thing that they could try out if they didn't want to, like, go full old Hollywood?
Because with old Hollywood, you also want to pick up the silhouette, which was the more exaggerated shoulders. And then you started to get the more nipped waist, which also led into the 50s with the hourglass shape. So maybe start out with a blouse or a jacket that has a little bit more exaggerated shoulders. See how, you know, your body type works with that. Start with that, even if you wear it with, like, a simple pencil skirt or even a pair of jeans. And then you can also pair it with some accessories from, you know, from the 1930s and 40s as well.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
So, Lauren, do you have a favorite actor from the old days?
I have a few from that period. I love Marlena Dietrich. I love Carol Lombard, Joan Crawford. Lauren Bacall is actually, she's a distant cousin of my family.
Bacall
Society. Yeah. And so they're definitely some of my favorites. As far as the ladies go, I do also like when Marlon Brando started out. And those are definitely my favorites.
Now, let's see, you said the 20s to the 40s. I think, was Frank Sinatra just beyond that? Didn't he start in the 40s? Maybe the 50s, huh?
His career just started like in the 40s, and then it didn't really peak until 50s, 60s, and also into the 70s. But yeah, that's when he just started.
That's right. It didn't peak until they found the horse's head in the bed with, I'm just kidding. Of course, that's from The Godfather.
Yes, that was based on him, though, right?
I don't think that was actually true, but...
It wasn't, but I think it was based...
It was. You're right. Frankie, what was his name? Johnny Fontaine, I think, from The Godfather. But yeah, Marlon Brando, phenomenal. And there's... How did you get passionate about this? You sound like you're very young. You have a very youthful voice. And
thank you.
So if I'm right about that, which I'm sure I am, you're very young. What attracted you to go back that far, 20s, 30s, 40s?
It's just something that doesn't, there's just an aura that was given back then, between lifestyle, between just how, they had multiple, outfits that they wore throughout the day. Just the detail to between the everyday living and the detail they did to the dressmaking, the clothes. You don't have that nowadays. And actually, my mom actually brought out the whole vintage with me, and because that was her love of it too. And so she started me on it, and that's just how I, collected and I exploited it, and then I just got into the loving history of it. So. That's what I love about it.
So how old were you when you started?
I started collecting, I was about 10, and I don't know, should I give my age now?
A gentleman never asks your age, but how old are you?
I'm probably older than you think.
Really? You sound like 25, 26?
Almost 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's I have to compliment. You actually sound a little bit younger than 25, but I have to compliment you to find your passion at such a young age. It's such an unusual thing,
and it really is.
And I really compliment you on that.
Yeah. Well, she's
Thank you. You've also
been a designer on some entertainment projects and stuff, right?
I have actually. I worked on the TV series Magic City.
Mm-hmm.
They actually used a lot of my my wardrobe, and I was actually on it as an extra.
Wow!
And then there's a few other period pieces that unfortunately didn't get picked up by any networks. Those are more like 70s, 80s period. But yeah, that Magic City was the biggest one that I worked on so far.
Yeah, and when I was taking film courses, they said if you're going to start out making a movie, don't make a period piece because then you have to worry about all the wardrobe and all getting all that stuff right.
Oh,
and
now
that's
you tell her
a lot more expensive. No, well she's not making them. She's the one who's making the the money and because she's got the talent for this stuff, and so that's there's a need for that.
Yeah. And with Magic City, they actually source, I'd say at least about 60% or more of at least all the extra and the background clothing and accessories was actually vintage, which, of course, to me, I was like in heaven. When I went into, for wardrobe, I was like, oh, my gosh, it was like a giant warehouse, racks and racks of this of gorgeous clothing. So I was actually kind of shocked that it was so much vintage and wasn't just so much of, reproduction and trying to make it look as best, as close to the period as possible.
Yeah. Eric, did you have a question?
Oh, I was going to let you gentlemen ask.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'll go ahead.
I just want to know where do you get all the vintage stuff? I mean, how do you find it?
I've started collecting when I was for many years, but my eye is always on the looking out for stuff. So between traveling, I haven't yet traveled abroad to Europe, but I do a lot of traveling in the States. And if I pop into an antique store here and there, or flea market, yard sale, my eye is always on the open.
Sounds like a reality show.
I would love to do that. I would say to be kind of like the you know, like American Pickers.
I love all that stuff.
Yeah, I do pick, you know, some actual, you know, antique furniture and home accent pieces. But yeah, if anybody wants to do one with clothing and accessories, I'd love to do it.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of antique stores in Phoenix. So when you're here, come on down in the studio.
Oh, definitely.
That would be good. Wonderful. Now, I think I'm on your Facebook page, but it looks like you're in a wedding dress. Am I right?
That's probably my personal page. Yeah, I think that's my personal.
Wait, Dave, what are you stalking her now?
No, I'm just, I know people that may want to.
She's like, that's my personal page, Dave.
Oh, I don't know. It was on the Google, the thing. Also, that's you with the blonde hair and the wedding
dress. That's you with the blonde. Yeah, the theme of my wedding was very vintage. Oh. Again, old Hollywood, old Florida. Yeah. And then I think I should have a link probably to my shop page. Under the LA Boudoir Miami, and then on there you'll see at least the cover page has a model, kind of retro lingerie, black and white picture.
Wow, it's a beautiful picture, by the way.
Yeah.
Very neat.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so all that picture, you know, I styled, I put everything together. That's another thing that I do too.
Excellent. Well, one more time, Lauren Arkin, give us where we can find your information. I know we said we can Google Lauren Arkin, but you know, give us the website and you know the all that information.
It's laboudoirmiami.com. You can also use the same URL for Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
Excellent. And well, again, we want to thank you so much for taking the time to help us celebrate the release of Cafe Society. And I think that, I know you haven't seen it, but I think you will really get a kick out of this film.
Yeah, I saw the trailer, and so far what I've seen, it definitely looks really interesting, and it definitely looks the new direction that Woody Allen's going, I'm kind of liking a little bit more artistic and cinematography and stuff like that. So,
do you think that Woody Allen got, well, I know his team, do you think they got the look right? From what you saw?
I think so, yeah. I mean, so far, just from what I've seen in the trailer and some little, you know, the pictures here and there, it definitely looks like it. Fantastic. I would have loved to work on it.
Yes, I'm sure. I would have probably, too. Well, Lauren Arkin, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was sort of cool.
Yeah, well, sort of cool. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Very, very fascinating. Well, let's take a quick break, and this is Mountain Greenery from the soundtrack of Cafe Society. Now we're gonna in our next segment get a little bit crazy, okay? We're gonna bring in some chainsaws, we're gonna bring in some blow torches, and we're gonna go all out.
Well, you are.
All right. Well,
I'm not doing that.
We'll see.
No way. Hey, and this is Breakthrough Thinking. Breakthrough Thinking. That was our business stuff. Remember that? But yeah, it is Breakthrough Entertainment, live 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.